music, reggae music. It's tell you, I tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music. On CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. Love of Jack. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out.
I'm looking at me.
Bless out.
Don't mind on the rhythm and no wine in a ace. Glad I'm up here in a rubber dump place. Dance out.
تعلمنا بدلنا نوم الحزن. اليوم بشرك يا سيدي تعلمنا بدلنا نوم الحزن بفراش وسادة.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. Starting off the program tonight, you heard something from Etta B with a track called Kailas Min Hobek, and in brackets, No More Love, and that's off a self-titled album that originally was recorded, I think, in 92, and it was just reissued by Elmer Records out of Paris. You can check this out at elmer-records.bandcamp.com. And once again, that's Etta B with a really great album. She's an Arabic pop singer, and apparently she's had quite a career, but I'm not too familiar with her work, but I'm definitely going to be checking out more. She's had about 15 albums as well as a few film appearances. And apologies if I'm mispronouncing the name, but it's Etta B or Etab. And that was released on Elmer Records. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And apologies, starting off the program a little bit late, just a few technical difficulties getting everything ready. But I have quite a wide variety of music for you tonight. And to start off, we're going to hear something from an artist named El Con, and that's a new release out from a Toronto singer-songwriter named Lisa Conway, but she goes under the name El Con. New album is called The Isolator. You'll hear the title track of the release, and this one is doing very good on the radio charts right now. It's sitting at number 43. Previously was out at number 3 last week. This one was put out on the E-Day Fixe record label. And then after El Con, we're going to hear something from a local Indigenous artist, Edzu. Apologies if I'm mispronouncing, but the new album is called Potlatch in the Box, and we're going to hear a track called You Don't Want to Know Me, and you can check this out at edz-u.bandcamp.com. And after that, I'll talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is El Con with a track called The Isolator.
Well, if the light comes shining on me, I'll be deep in the mountains, an island without a sea, and I could be the one to have it all. Stand I could be the one.
In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
Back. That was something from Ed Zu with a track called You Don't Want to Know Me off the Potlatch in the Box album. And prior to that was something from Elcon with The Isolator from the album of the same name. And Elcon is based out of Toronto. Check it out at elcon.bandcamp.com. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm your host, P-Bone. And I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And we're going to hear from a local group called Soy Joy, and a new release out called Not in Service, and you'll hear a track called Soy Sauce. Really great album, kind of a little bit kind of lo-fi, and you can check it out at soyjoy.bandcamp.com. I realize that's not a great description of it, but anyways, this album is doing very good on the radio charts right now. It's sitting at number 44, and you can check this out at earshot-online.com. And CITR submits charts weekly to this, as well as numerous other stations across Canada. So really great to see a Vancouver band getting a lot of play across Canada. And after Soy Joy, we're going to move into kind of a more darker, moody territory with a project called Nil All. And this is out on a label called Human Worth Recordings, as well as I think it's released on a label called Sleeping Giant Glossolalia, I believe is how you say it. But it's kind of a darker, moody release, and it's a really good fit for the Sleeping Giant label. They've put out some really kind of heavy, noisy, experimental stuff, and I'm not too familiar with the other labels that this is put out on. But anyways, from Nil All, or it's from Hands Up Who Wants to Die, Sorry, I'm getting the names all mixed up. The band is called Hands Up Who Wants to Die. The album is called Nil All. And we're going to hear a track called 0-0. And it gets a lot of comparison to a group called, I'm slipping the name right now. But anyways, it has a kind of a moody art rock sound. The Drones is kind of what it reminds me of, just on a basic listen. Before this episode, or before this show, I was giving it a quick listen before I came in. And you can check this out at humanworth.bandcamp.com. And then we'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Locals, Soy Joy. This track is called Soy Sauce.
Thank you.
Quarterback. That was something from Hands Up Who Wants to Die, a track called Zero Zero off the Nil All release, and that was put out on Human Worth Records. Really has that kind of dark, moody art rock sound that's comparable to something like The Drones or Enablers. Is very similar to the sound. You could check this out at Human Worth
Records. Crack that drunk window smoker.
Whoa, sorry about that. I had some stuff going on in the background, and so anyways, that was out on Human Worth Records, but it was also put out on Sleeping Giant Glossolalia Records, as well as Phono Radar. So I'm guessing a few different labels are handling different distributions around the world. If you're not familiar, Hands Up Who Wants to Die is, I think, a quote from a Nick Cave track. And prior to that, you heard something from Soyjoy with a track called Soy Sauce off the Not in Service release, a local group, and you can check them out at soyjoy.bandcamp.com. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, like I said, and we're going to get into some Canadian post rock with a project from Atsuka Chiba, a new album called Water. It feels like it's growing. Very post-rock sounding album title, and we're going to hear a track called Shook, I'm Often, and this is available at atsukachiba.bandcamp.com. So I think we'll just hear this track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. Right here on CITR 101.9, this track is called Shook, I'm Often.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Montreal, an artist named Atsuka Chiba. And you heard the track called I'm Often Shook off the Water. It Feels Like It's Growing release. And like I said, I was just going to play one track, then get back to you and talk to you some more. So up next, we're going to hear a reissued album from 1995, something from the duo named Techno Animal. And if you're familiar with the work of Justin Broderick and Justin Broderick of Godflesh, as well as Kevin Martin of The Bug, you'll be familiar with this project. It's an early kind of 90s industrial ambient experimental project from two heavy hitters that were very influential in their careers. And the album Reentry was originally put out on Virgin, but it's being reissued by Relapse Records, and they're doing a really amazing version of it. You can pick up a double CD version, or you can pick up a 4 LP version, as well as some shirts. And there is new artwork done on this album. I think it's done by, I forgot who did the artwork. I think it's one of the guys from Southern Lord did some really cool kind of darker industrial looking cover art to it. Looks really, really cool. And you can check it out at technoanimal.bandcamp.com. And we're going to hear one of the shorter tracks, something called Mastodon Americanus. And if you're familiar with this album, it's quite long. Most of the tracks are around like 10 minutes minimum. Some of them are around 20 minutes. So it's a pretty big album. So you can pick up a 4 LP version of it. So definitely check it out. And hopefully this means they'll be reissuing some more Techno Animal releases in the future, as pretty much all the releases aren't available on streaming in most cases. There is the original version that's out, as well as this 2023 remaster that just came out. So anyways, we're going to hear this one track, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Techno Animal.
Yeah.
And sorry about that. Some technical difficulties, and actually went to the second track. But from the reissued and remastered re-entry album from Techno Animal, that track was called Mastodon Americanus, and that's made up of Kevin Martin of The Bug, as well as God, as well as Justin Broderick of Godflesh and Jay-Zoo, and numerous other projects. And that album was just reissued by Relapse Records. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. And up next, we're going to hear something from Constellation Records, a new release out from Kai, is what you're going to hear. The album is called Power is the Pharmacy. And we're going to hear a track off of it called Karaoke Song, I think is what it's called. You can check this out at kai-mtl.bandcamp.com. And we're going to hear... Oh, sorry, the track is actually called The Dancer. Sorry about that. And once again, that's a new release from Montreal's Constellation Records. A really great label that I play quite often as they fit the format of my show quite a bit. A lot of Canadian and post-rock stuff is what I usually play, as well as a lot of other experimental music. So after Kai, we're going to hear something from a release from Avalon Emerson. I played this artist a few times before. The latest is called And the Charm. We're going to hear a track called Karaoke Song. That's the track that I got mixed up before. And if you're not familiar, Avalon Emerson is based out of New York, and she's put out a few releases on the Whitey's label, a really great electronic label. And I've been listening to Avalon Emerson for quite some time. Was even familiar with the artist before she started making electronic music. She was a video host on one of the old, now defunct Revision 3 online TV studio, I guess. But anyways, her music can be checked out at avalonemerson.bandcamp.com. But first, from Montreal, we're going to hear something from Kai. This track is called The Dancer.
One another. Do you miss your other lover? line says, make it last. But you know I don't know how. I will bow. I will bow. I will bow. I will bow.
Root Dwellers presents Pride Month with Dust Quain, Kylie V, and Devours on Friday, June 23rd. Doors open at 7:30 p.m. at the Anza Club. For more information, you can go to Root Dwellers Music Showcase on Instagram.
But as soon as the trends change, you're somebody else.
Focus. Then by getting the education, you'll be.
Known for his roles on Tim and Eric, Awesome Show, Great Job, and other Adult Swim series, David Lieb Hart is an outsider musician, actor, puppeteer, UFOologist, and train buff. David's vast and eclectic catalog includes songs about aliens, food, trains, and failed relationships, yielding such cult hits as Salome, Father and Son, and Puberty. Live shows provide an intimate, raw, and wildly unpredictable experience with this fiercely unique artist, often hilarious, engaging, and confusing all at once. The David Lieb Hart Show is one of a kind and always memorable. Supporting acts filled by Cheap Flavor and Kids Help Phone, Buck Nothing, Flail, and DJ 0.000001 closing out the night. This is a show you won't want to miss out on, so come on down to 648 Kingsway on August 13th. Tickets can be purchased at the door or online at artbyliebhart.com. For more information, you can also go to artbyliebhart.com or 648 Kingsway on Instagram.
I love her a bit, I want to kiss her on the lips.
No wondering what I
And we're back. That was Avalon Emerson with a track called Karaoke Song off the And the Charm album that was just put out. And it's a little bit of a departure for Avalon Emerson. This one's a lot more kind of pop-oriented with some really great vocals in it. And really kind of reminds me of the early Laurel Halo stuff. She kind of had a lot more vocal-based tracks and or releases, I should say, the early part of her career, but then kind of shifted to more the more instrumental electronic tracks. You can check this out at avalonemerson.bandcamp.com, and she is based out of New York, but I think originally started out in San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken. Prior to that, you heard something from KY out of Montreal, or Kai, I should say, and you heard the track called The Dancer, which is a track that also has a music video, and you can check it out at her Bandcamp, which is kai-mtl.bandcamp.com. And once again, that's a new release from Constellation Records. And the album is called Power is the Pharmacy. And if you're not familiar, Kai Brooks is one member of the group called Lung Butter, as well as a group called Femme Maggots. But anyways, this is a new release out from Constellation Records. And you tuned into Canada Post Rock. Got about half an hour left on the program, so we're going to try to cram in as much music as we can. And we're going to hear some new stuff from Aphex Twin. Very excited to announce new music. I think the first new music in 5 years was just announced. The album, or the EP, is called Black Box Life Recorder 21F. And we're going to hear the single that's released. And I think it's going to be out. Actually, I'm not exactly sure when it's going to be out. But once again, very excited to announce new Aphex Twin music. I'll just play this one track, and I think I'll get back to you and talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Aphex Twin. We'll be right back. And that was brand new stuff from Aphex Twin. Black Box Life Recorder 21F is a newly announced single from a forthcoming EP that will be out in July. I think it's the same name, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, it's the first new release in 5 years. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going to keep going with some more electronic music, and we're going to hear something from a group called Karen with two N's and a new release out called Everything is Curly out on the Vome record label. We're going to hear the Feeling Horizontal release and kind of a more of a house acid techno duo. Well, maybe not acid, but anyways, we're going to hear something from this duo called Karen. Then after that, something from a group called TRSSX and a very kind of industrial house techno from a label called Woda Water. The album is called Deforming Assimilation. We'll hear a track called Hunting Nature. And once again, that's a duo called TRSX. No, sorry, TRSSX. And they're a Berlin-based electronic group. I think just a duo, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM from Karen, this track is called Feeling Horizontal. We'll be right back.
love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Just a few words before I go to sleep. I feel like I'm gonna dream tonight. Big bad ones, you know? The kind you like.
There is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
we're back. That was TRSSX and a track called Hunting Nature off the Deforming Assimilation release that was put out on Woda Water Records. You can check this out at wdwtr.com, or you can check out the Bandcamp, which is wodawater.bandcamp.com. And TRSSX, our industrial techno group out of Berlin. Not sure if it's a duo, but it's quite hard to Google because a lot of stock exchange information pops up when you search the name. But anyways, if you just check out the Woda Water release, you can check out some more info on the group. Before that, you heard something from Karen with Two N's, a track called Feeling Horizontal off the Everything is Curly release. And that one was just put out on the Vome record label. That was some more kind of house-oriented techno. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear something from Nahash with a track called A Snake in Your House off the release from the same name. And this is a new release out on the Subcult record label. Really great label. I've played a few artists from this label before. I'm trying to think of some recent ones that I've played, but they're a label out of Shanghai, and I think I've played Trance Band as well as Zaliva D and some other stuff. They have a really, really interesting roster of experimental electronic music. But the latest is from Nahash, and we're going to hear a track off the Snake in Your House release. We'll hear the opening track, and there is some remixes done by Tim Reaper, who I've played before, some very high-speed remixes, but we're going to hear the original version of A Snake in Your House. And then we're going to hear, actually, I think we'll just play this track, then I'll get back to you and close off the evening with a closing track for the show. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this track is called A Snake in Your House.
Yeah.
And that was the latest stuff from Subcult Records out of Shanghai, China. That was Nahash with a track called The Snake in Your House from the album of the same name. And thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with some more great music. I'm going to leave you tonight with something from Key Sound Recordings out of London, a new release from Dusk and Black Down. We're going to hear a track called Tradition off the Relige Volume 6 release, and some really great kind of techno house with a little bit of kind of grime mixed in with it. So keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. This is something from Dusk and Black Down. We'll be right back.
Thank you.